I've talked about this before. You people, the people out there that just the never Trump Trump despisers cannot get over the fact that this man has actually made something of his own life, and he's actually done it without pretty much without government. It's not he's not a crony capitalist. I'm sure there were some Trump projects where there was some collusion. But that's not how the Trump Corporation, that's not how Trump International became what it is. And again, there is a record of achievement in everything that he has done. This is not an accident, which is why they're not dealing with a bumbling oaf. this big silver spoon in his mouth, idiot that just has a bunch of smart people that he's surrounding himself with, and they do all the heavy lifting. It was the number one show in primetime for 8 years running. As a matter of fact, he probably could still be on The Apprentice if he wanted to. Now, I only say that that's not adulation. That's part of the public freaking record. You don't get to that position in life if you're not good at it. So this is why we should all be at some level MAGA fans, because what he does principally is a pushback against. Remember yesterday when I did a little monologue on regular versus irregular, with this alleged star witness that little shifty Adam Schiff has, who's out there saying that, I sensed something was wrong. This was an irregular foreign policy. And I said irregular implies that somewhere there is a regular. Okay, where's the regular? Is the regular the corrupt administration of Barack Hussein Obama and the corrupt Barack Hussein Obama and the corrupt Hillary Clinton White House that was selling access to the State Department through the Clinton Global Foundation? Is that regular, Mr. Taylor? Is it regular the way the Bush administration did it? Well, we want to start us a war. We want a war in the Middle East. It's good for the Bush family and it's good for America. We need to go out there and get shopping and we need a war so people got something to look forward to. The big gunslinging cowboy, George W. Bush, who's responsible, my humble estimation, for the deaths of many tens of thousands of Americans, either killed directly in battle or by suicide from PTSD after the fact. Don't lionize this man. There's no lionization, canonization, if you will, in the American pantheon of presidential demigods for President Bush. So when you say regular, what do you mean? See, now, no one is going to tell you this because they don't have Aristotelian Thomistic formation as I am blessed to have. This is just simple logic here. Anyone can do this. What does regular mean? Now, they're never going to give you a definition of what regular means, so we're going to have to just go with whatever they say. Now, this is irregular. Is it irregular? Was it illegal? Note, and I pointed this out yesterday again, note the Taylor testimony doesn't say illegal. It says irregular. Well, everything Trump does is irregular. As a matter of fact, when compared to the average crony capitalist who's good for nothing, who's suckling at the federal teat and has been, Trump's and Trump International is irregular. You got the Don, so here's the clip I was talking about.
You took out a full-page ad in major U.S. newspapers last year criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies you can't talk to so easily, I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible.
Forget about it.
They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And, hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me. And I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not. But I do get tired of seeing the country ripped
off.
Why
would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
What do you think of this year?